Baruch and Chanukah. It's very good to see everyone. In previous years, we've discussed that Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is inextricably linked with the home. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that a person should ideally light his Ner Chanukah al Pesach Beisam Mibachutz, right outside of his door. Then the Gemara continues that, of course, B'shas HaSakana Manichal Shechana V'dayah, at a time of religious persecution, you can light it indoors on your own table, but it is clearly linked with the home. The Gemara tells us, Rashi also tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Taisus in Masechta Sukkah, that if a person doesn't have a home, then perhaps he simply cannot light Neres Chanukah, and that's perhaps why Chazal instituted a Birchas Haroya of Sha'as Anisim. If a person simply sees Ner Chanukah, then he can also make a separate bracha. And finally, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that even though we light many candles, the basic halacha is Ner Yishu Beisai. There's one candle for all of the members of the household. So clearly, Neres Chanukah, the way it's supposed to be fulfilled, is linked in a primary fashion with the home. Therefore, writes the Rama in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin, that even though we have the minhag to light in shul, ein adam yoytzei b'neres shel beis hakneset tzarech lachzor l'hadlik b'beis. So you have to light, even if you're the person who lights the Neres Chanukah in the shul, you have to go home and light again. The Rebbe Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe, even if you were the person who lit last night and you made the Shechiyonu in shul, when you go home, you have to make another Shechiyonu. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure about it, but Rebbe Moshe Paskin, since you're not Yaitse at all, you have to go home and make a new brachas, and including the Shechiyonu. If that is the case, that a person is not Yaitse with the Neres Chanukah that we light here in shul, why then do we light them, and how do we make a bracha on this minhag of lighting in shul? So the Beis Yosef offers a number of explanations for this minhag. The first, and perhaps most obvious, is Nirash Tiknu Kein B'Pnei Ha'Archim. We established to do this because of the guests who used to sleep in the shul. It used to be common for people passing through town to sleep in shul. For that very same reason, it was an old minhag to make kiddush in shul for the guests who were sleeping in shul. However, this does not seem to be the primary or functional operative reason for our minhag to continue to light the Neres Chanukah in the shul, because if that would be the reason, so we should have abandoned the practice a long time ago. The Shulchan Aruch already notes in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Samach Tes that we no longer have guests sleeping in the shul in the same way that they had in the past, and therefore we should abandon the minhag of making kiddush in shul Friday night. Shulchan Aruch says if you have such a minhag, you should keep it. Better would be not to make kiddush in shul, and that's why many shuls, certainly who never had such a minhag, even though some who had, abandoned the minhag of making kiddush in shul. So if the reason we lit Neres Chanukah in shul would be for the Archim who was sleeping in the shul, we should no longer practice this minhag. Rather, the Beis Yosef seems to quote more convincing reasons, or more reasons which perhaps are the reasons why we continue to perform the minhag. And that is first and foremost, perhaps, because of Persumei Nisa. If you look on the third line, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rivash and the Tshuva, and then that nowadays that we have the minhag to light inside, even though we no longer have, Baruch Hashem, enjoy religious freedom, but for whatever reason we continue to light inside. So the Rivash says, but then we have curtailed our Persumei Nisa. And the way we replenish or restore some Persumei Nisa by lighting in shul. V'zeh lashon ha-rivash v'tshuva, minhag hazeh lahadlik beis hakneses, minhag v'asikin hu, an old minhag, mishum Persumei Nisa. Kevin she'ein onu yechayin l'kayim ha-mitzah ketikuna lahadlik koech v'pesach beisam yibachutz, v'nei shiyad ha-umos takifa. Since there was at one time religious persecution, the minhag developed to light inside, so that diminished the Persumei Nisa. In order to replenish it, we light in shul. That's one reason for the minhag. And at the end of the Beis Yosef, he quotes a minhag which appears more fully in the Sefer HaManhig, period of the Rishonim. He writes over here, Ois Dalet v'yiro li, de'ein chiyu b'beis ha'knes l'hadik ner shalchanikim b'bayi shadim darboi. The only obligation of lighting there is Chanukah is in the home where you live. Ha'onogu kach al zeh shahaneis ba b'mikdosh beis ha'ilomim, va'oisin k'moy kem b'mikdosh ma'at b'goyle l'fayr simaneis v'shakul miskapsin shom. So says the Sefer HaManhig, the reason why we light in shul is zeh chalaneis, commemorate the mitzvah which took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and even our shuls of the status, as Gemara tells us in Megillah, of a Mikdash Me'at, a miniature Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, in order to recreate or to celebrate the Nes that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, we light in our Mikdash Me'at in the shul. So we have two reasons from the Beis HaMikdash. One, of Persumei Nisa. A second because of Zecher to the Neis, which took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So looking back at Ois Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch seems to integrate both of these reasons. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ubeis HaKnesses of Manicho BeKaisel Darim of Darim HaMenorah, we light the menorah in the southern part of the shul." Why do we light it in the southern part of the shul? Again, we daven east, that's west, that would be south. Why do we light the menorah in the southern part of the shul? Because that was where the menorah was situated in the Beis HaMikdash. For that reason, parenthetically, the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that the menorah we know represents Chachma. The seven branches of the menorah represent the seven branches of Chachma. And the Gemara says a person who wants to attain Chachma should face towards the south when he's davening, because the menorah was situated in the south. But the Gemara says if you want to become a wealthy parnasa, so yatzpin, you should face to the north, because the shulchan, which represents parnasa, was facing in the north. So for that reason, says the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Sadi Dawud, the minhag always was to put the rav's seat on the north of the aron. So that way, because you're supposed to face a little bit towards the Aron when you daven, you never have your back to the Aron. So that way, a person standing over here could face a little bit to the Aron. HaRoitza LaHachkim Yadrim, the Rav wants, supposed to want Chachma, so you should daven towards the Aron. And that's why in many shuls, they had the minig, they put the Rosh HaKol, the president, they always put on the other side. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because he needs Parnassa to run the shul. So they put him on the other side, HaRoitza LaZasher, so Yathbin, he would face the other way. However, interestingly, Sefer Chassidim disagrees. Sefer Chassidim says no, that the Morda Asr should be put on the southern side of the Aron, on the right, because the Pasuk says in Parashat V'zayisa Bracha, Mi minoi esh das lamoi. Or the Pasuk says in Sefer Mishlei, Erech yamim bimina b'smayla esh v'kavod. So he says you should put Erech yamim bimina, should put the Rav on the right side. So when you come in, the right side would be on the south. And the Rosh HaKol should sit to the north. However, that's the minute that's quoted by Sefer Chassidim, but there are many shuls that had, as the Mishnah Berurah noted, the Rav was supposed to sit on the north. So the later Svarim suggests that perhaps there's a difference in the way that the Rav faces. Because in some shuls, the Rav always faces forward. It says if you face forward, so then you're right. So then the Sefer Chassidim is correct, that the Rav should be on the other side, on the north, on the south, where the Menorah is. Because that's the right. When you walk in, if you're facing forward, the right is over there. But if the person, the Rav, faces the Olam, so then from his perspective, which side is the right? The side of the right is the north, not the south. So that's why, if it depends which way you face, where the Rav is supposed to be sitting. Because anyway, getting back. So the Shulchan Aruch says that they lit the menorah. You're supposed to light the menorah in the southern part of the shul, like the menorah that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, HaRoyis to LaHachim. Yadrim. So clearly there's an element of Zeich HaMikdash included in the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of this minhag. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Umadlik and Umavarchim Beis HaKnesses Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. We're supposed to light in the shul and make a bracha because of Pirsumei Nisa. So which is the primary reason and which is the perhaps the secondary reason? Or perhaps both are primary and both are essential. So that was a big machlekes hapoiskim, the traditional psak of the Minchas Yitzchak of Shlomo Zalman, Sternbach, the Tzitz Eliezer, all was that you need both. Ein lechaboy lechidusha, this is a chiddush, this minhag to light in shul and make a bracha since you're not yotze. Ein lechaboy lechidusha, and you can only light halakas hamenayra with a bracha at a public gathering if you're in a shul. Because then you have both elements. You have the persume nisa, publicizing the nes in a group, and you have the element of the mikdash miyat zecha to the nes that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if you rent a hall and you make the Chanukah party, or certainly outside in the public thoroughfare to light a halak samanoira with a, you want to light without a bracha, gegezun, but to light with a bracha, so they felt that that was improper. However, in the tshuva, in the sefer Oz Nidberu, which was by Rabbi Binyamin Zilber, Rabbi Binyamin Atzadik, who lived in Bnei Brak, passed away maybe 10, 12 years ago, so he has a tshuva, I think, to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe held like that on his own, but I think he sent a letter to Rabbi Binyamin HaTzadik that he should sign on as well, that he felt that, no, the primary reason is Pirsumei Nisa. Why do we light Afkin Shul? Because that's where Jews are gathered. But said the Lubavitcher Rebbe that nowadays Jews, many Jews that don't come to shul, they're not gathered in shul. So to maximize Pesumei Nisa, we should be lighting in public areas as well. That's the way to maximize Pesumei Nisa. The Mikdash Miyat element of it, the Zecher to the Neis that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, which was discussed by the Sefer HaManik, he felt was a secondary reason. The primary reason that we light in shul is in order to maximize Pesumei Nisa. So therefore, in the 1970s, the Lubavitcher Rebbe waged what was later called the Menorah Wars, to fight legal battles to be able to light Halakhsa Menorah in the most auspicious public spots in order to maximize Pesumei Nisa. So by the bridges and the tunnels and all city halls, he was trying, fighting in order to light Halakhsa Menorah. And there were those who were uncomfortable with it, of course, because with a bracha. There were those that were uncomfortable with it because it, encroaches on the separation between church and state. So this culminated in 1984 with the landmark case of the Supreme Court that about a nativity scene in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, that does not violate church and state to light it on city property. So that was the legal justification for lighting a menorah as well. If they're going to put up their religious symbol, we should have our menorah too. And others still remain uncomfortable with it because one day there might be another religious symbol from another religion that we might find offensive, or we might regret ever having started this whole precedent in the first place. But that's a much, much larger issue. But the basis for this, for the entire practice with a bracha in a public thoroughfare, was all based on this minhag of lighting in shul, and their understanding that it's primarily focused or revolved around Pesumei Nisa. So if you can maximize Pesumei Nisa in a public domain, so then that should be the same as making a bracha on the menorah in shul. However, even if one will concede that you could light, let's say, at a Hanukkah party because there's many Jews gathered there, or let's say at a White House Hanukkah party where there's many Jews, if it would be on Hanukkah, and you're gonna light a menorah there in order to maximize Pesumei Nisa, Lubavitcher Rebbe's argument of lighting or suggestion of lighting in outside, let's say by a bridge, by a tunnel in Times Square, is even further jump, and as we'll see, is much more controversial in terms of making a bracha. Because the whole idea of making a bracha on a minug in the first place is complex. Because how can we make a bracha necessarily on a minug? So the Beis Yosef quotes as a precedent for this, in the fourth line, "Umevarchen al zeh kemoshim mevarchen al halal de Rosh Chodesh." We make a bracha on this minug, just like we make a bracha on halal of Rosh Chodesh, which is also a minug. Because if you look at Ois Hey, the Gemara Masechtas Tainus lists off the days that we're supposed to recite Hallel. One of them is not Rosh Chodesh, but one time Rav Ikla Lebavel, Rav Kevta Bavel, Chazinu to Kakaru Hallel Bereish Yarcha, he saw that they were reading Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, so he thought it was a mistake. Saval Afsukinu, it's not one of the days he's supposed to say Hallel, but Kevin de Chazit Kamadag de Luge, once he saw that they were skipping around, Amashmamino Minigav Esechem Biadehim. He said this must be an old minug, and he allowed it to continue. So, but halal Rosh Chodesh, you see from the Gemara is a minug. And nonetheless, Ashkenazim, the Ramah, you make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh. So just like we make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh, we can make a bracha on this minug of lighting in shul. However, the problem is, and it's already noted by the Sharei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam's opinion is, in Perek Yud Alf of Hilchos Brachos, that you do not make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the minhag by Sfaradim. They do not make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, or Halal throughout Chol Hamoed Pesach, or Shvi Yisho Pesach. Because the Rambam's opinion is, you don't make a bracha, kol davar shehu minhag, ein mevarchen alav. You don't make a bracha. So ask the Sharei Tshuva, how then can the Shulchan Aruch justify this minhag of making a bracha on Halakas Neiris Chanukah in the shul, which is only a minhag? And the Rambam's opinion is you don't make it. And the Shulchan Aruch's opinion elsewhere is you don't make a bracha on a minhag. So he quotes that kasha in the name of the Chachan Tzvi. But the truth of the matter is, the opinion of the Rambam itself requires explanation, because the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Chof Aleph, the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios itself is a minhag. As the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bei on Daf Dalet, well, they weren't sure, once they established a fixed calendar for declaring Rosh Chodesh, should we continue the practice of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios? And they sent back Shalchu Mitam that Hizaru B'minagav Eisechem Yadechem, keep performing Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. You never know when the system might be corrupted, and we'll have to revert back to being Mekadesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah. So the institution of Yom Tov Sheni sounds like from that Gemara, Hizaru b'minag avaseichem b'yadeichem, is also a minag. Yet the Rambam would clearly hold, as does the Shulchan Aruch, that you make a bracha on matzah on second day Pesach, you make a bracha on shofar on second day Rosh Hashanah, even though that's also only a minag. So the Brisker Rav explains in the Sefer on the Rambam, in Perek Yud Avavuchus Brachis, that the Rambam feels you can make a bracha on a minag fundamentally. Because part of keeping the dinim that are established by Chazal includes, says the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, not only dinim derabanan, but minhagim too. Minhagim as well, we could say, it's part of itzivanu of listening to the takanas of Chazal includes minhagim too. But the Rambam feels, says the Brisker Rav, that you can only make a bracha on a minhag that has a formal ma'isa mitzvah attached to it, meaning that you're doing what would be, in another context, a ma'isa mitzvah. When you blow shofar on second day Rosh Hashanah, that's the same shofar that you blew first day when there was a formal mitzvah. So you're taking that formal act, and you're, even though there's no obligation to do so, you're blowing that, you're doing that same action, ma'isa mitzvah on second day Rosh Hashanah, so that you can make a bracha on, or eat matzah second day Pesach, it's the same as the matzah you ate the first day, even though now the obligation, there is no obligation to do so, it's just a minhag. But if it's not a formal ma'isa mitzvah that you're performing, it's lacking, it's a different act, so then the Rambam feels that there's nothing to make a bracha on. There's no obligation, is only a minhag, and you're not even performing a ma'isa mitzvah that's significant enough to warrant a bracha. So therefore says the Brisker Rav, by Halel and Rosh Chodesh, since they were medalge, deluge, they skipped around, the Halel is not the same Halel as a Halel Shoem, as the Halel Dereis or the Halel Derabonon, which would warrant a bracha. Therefore the Rambam feels you don't make a bracha on the Halel of Rosh Chodesh. The precedent for that is, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah, Tosis discusses it over there on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that we have a minig of taking a Ravos on Hoshanah Rabbah, which is also only a minig. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah to take a Ravos, either Halacha L'Moed Shemisinai, a mitzvah Dereisah, to take a Ravos and walk around the Mizbeach all 7 days of Pesach, of Sukkahs. So we're not doing that, but we're not walking around the Mizbeach. We have a minute to hold our Ravos. So says Taisus, since you're not really doing anything, it's just tiltu be'alma. You're just holding our Ravos. There was never a mitzvah like that. There's no formal ma'isa mitzvah here. That you don't make a bracha. So getting back over here to the Rambam's opinion, or perhaps Talak Samanera and Shul, so over here, even though the Rambam feels you don't make a bracha on a minig, and Halam Rosh Chodesh he feels, since you're skipping around, so that's not really the same ma'isa mitzvah, Ashkenazim would probably argue, even though we're skipping around, it is the same ma'isa mitzvah. We're skipping a few prakim of Tehillim doesn't mean it's not the same ma'isa mitzvah. But either way, when it comes to Halak Samanera and Shul, that clearly is the same type of Halak Samanera that we did in the house, which is the formal mitzvah de Rabbanon. So since you're performing the formal mitzvah Halak Samanera, even though the obligation to do so is only a minhag, you can indeed make a bracha, just like we make a bracha matz on the second day Pesach and shofar on the second day Rosh Hashanah. And it wouldn't be a problem making bracha on a minhag. It's not the same as Halom Rosh Chodesh, where they were skipping around. It's not the same formal ma'isa mitzvah. However, if that's the case, and that's the justification for our making a bracha on the minhag of lighting Lux HaMenorah and Shul, so Simcha Ziso Broidy, who is the Rosh Yeshiva and the Chevron Yeshiva, published an article in the journal called Muriah, where he suggested that perhaps, therefore, to light outside, you can't make a bracha on it at all. Even if it would be similar to the minhag of lighting in shul you perform a ma'isa mitzvah that's similar to the formal ma'isa mitzvah of lighting in the house. Because you're not lighting in your house, but you're lighting in a house, in a base hakneses. But if you light outside, the mitzvah, as we said, of Lakas HaMenorah is linked to the home. If you light outside, you know, in the middle of Times Square, there's no home anywhere nearby, so then, even if you don't need the Mikdash Miat element, it's all about Pursume Nisa, but you have to have a formal Maisa Mitzvah here to make a bracha. Here, if you're lighting in a public thoroughfare by the George Washington Bridge, by the Lincoln Tunnel, how can you possibly make a bracha on that? There is no formal ma'isa mitzvah here to make a bracha on. It should be like taking a rovus on Hoshana Rabbah, that it's like tiltu ba'alma, it's like lighting b'yalma. It's hard to justify making a bracha. He was criticizing the Halak Samanera at the Kosel as well. He said the lighting outside, it's, you know, there's no house nearby. So he thought there too they should not make a bracha. Even if it is a mikdash miyat, even if the kaisel is a shul, you can't light there.
You're looking from the house part, but the house part that you do in your house is because that you do the pursuing is for your family.
Correct.
The ones who see you in the house.
So the shul's already a stretch. There's nobody's living here.
Yeah, but
it's at least a bias. It's a base hakneses.
But you could say the opposite. You could say that the whole Ian is pursuing this, wherever it is. And the doyme is that pesuma nesa that people see for care. So on
that's the Lubavitcher Taina. Okay, you can say that. You can say it's about pesuma nesa, but lamaisa, according to the Rambam, how do you make a bracha on a minig? It has to be similar. It has to be the exact formal ma'aseh mitzvah of lighting in the house.
Pesuma nesa is the exact formal.
You're saying the whole ma'aseh mitzvah is the menorah. You can make such an argument, but it's a stretch al gabi stretch. You're making a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Yeah, you could say it. That's obviously what they hold.
That's what they're saying.
But that's a difficult, in my mind, it's a difficult difficult argument.
The rebbes have a minhag, they make a big saber and they light.
Outside or inside?
Inside, in a hall, but it's not necessarily sure. They talk about that also.
No, so that's at least better. You're lighting in a hall. You're lighting in a house. In enclosed. It's similar to the house. But if you're lighting outside, it's relevant to nothing. Who lives there? So I think if they're going to light by the kaisel, not that anybody's asking me, but if I ever become the Rav Rashi over there, I would institute that they light. It's not likely. I would institute. I appreciate your vote. I would light near the cave. Yeah. Well, why do they have to light by the flags? I would light near the cave. In which case, perhaps then it's easier to justify. What? Inside, why can't they light inside? I guess there's no photo op. That's more of a typical, classical base akinesis. Yeah, there is one other possibility in the Achronim in order to understand this minhag, perhaps blending the two reasons that's brought by the Shulchan Aruch of Zeich LeMikdash, of lighting specifically in a shul which is a Mikdash Miyat, as well as the element of Pesumei Nisa, and perhaps justifying the reason that we make a bracha on this minhag in the first place. Perhaps to bring it all together is a reason or an understanding that's perhaps held by the Gra. If you look at the Gra back over there on the Shulchan Aruch, Ois Aleph, the Gra compares this minig of lighting in shul to the minig of saying Hallel on the first night Pesach in shul. That just like, even though there's an obligation to say Hallel at the Leil HaSeder, a Chayves HaYochid, the Gra understood that there's a Chayves HaTzibor, a communal obligation to recite Hallel together in shul. So the Gra compares that to this halak tamenorah here in shul. That even though there's the primary chayves halakah, midrabanan is to light in your home. That's the chayves hayochid. But perhaps there is a chayves hatzibor to light together in shul, a kind of communal persume nisa. And this is perhaps the opinion that's quoted by the Beis Yosef over there on the second line, in the name of the cowboy, and perhaps justifies why we continue this minhag even for those in Eretz Yisrael who light outside. If you light outside, you're already maximizing persume nisa. Why do you need to light in the shul? So the Kobo says, "Kedei lafarz meneiz b'fnei kol ha'amul sader habrochos l'fneihem sheyeh b'zeh pirsum golol Hashem yizbarach v'kidu shmok shmevarachim ha'asai b'makeilois." It sounds like when you do it b'makeilois together with a group, that's a different type, a different genre of persume nisa. There's a type of persume nisa that's from your own home, but then there's a communal type of persume nisa. And perhaps the opinion of the Gra was that this minig of lighting in shul is to fulfill a second element of persume nisa, above and beyond the chavis hayachad of persume nisa, of a kind of communal persume nisa. Why then is it specifically in shul? Because in shul is where we gather together as a community, at least in a formal sense. Yes, we gather together in halls for Hanukkah parties and the like, but at the same time, we don't constitute a formal tzibor with regards to, let's say, tefillah b'tzibor or other tzibor activities, unless we're in shul. And perhaps that's why it has to be specifically in the mikdash mi'at, and that's why you're maximizing persume nisa dafka in the shul, because it is a communal obligation of persume nisa. For that reason, many Achronim subscribe to the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. If you look over here, Ois Tes, the Ramah says the minig is to light the menorah between mincha and maariv during the week. But an Erev Shabbos, that's somewhat difficult if you daven mincha late. So the Ramah says there were those who had the minig to light before mincha. So the Mishnah Brura, of course, the opinion of the Magen Avram, even if you don't have a minion when you're lighting, you can make a bracha. Because there'll be a minion later who'll see the menorah when they come to daven mincha. But the Bir Halacha quotes from the Moruk Siyah that that's improper. You should dafka wait. If there's not 10 people there, you can't make a bracha. There have to be 10 people there when you're making the bracha. Why? If they're going to see it later, why can't I make a bracha now? So perhaps the Rabbi Yaakov Emden held because it is a communal obligation of persume nisa, and therefore the community has to be there, gathered together for tefillah b'tzibor when you make the bracha. If the community is not there yet, then perhaps you can't justify the bracha. Continue with the same line of reasoning. So Asher Weiss has in his sefer the Minchas Asher, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin, Rashiva from Lakewood has in his sefer Yerech LeMoyadim. They suggest that if we take this one step further, perhaps that's why we make a bracha on this minhag, more so than perhaps other minhagim. because the Beis Yosef said the Persume Nisa is maximized when you make a bracha. If you wouldn't make a bracha, yeah, what kind of Persume Nisa is there? You're turning on a light. There's no Persume Nisa. Persume Nisa comes when you machabed it with a bracha. So perhaps part of the minug is to make a bracha. Meaning not that this is a minug, and therefore we're making a bracha on it. No, the minug is to make a bracha, because without the bracha, there's no Persume Nisa. So perhaps that's why the Shulchan Aruch provides both of these reasons, and why we make a bracha, is because this is above and beyond the chayvah sayachid of Persume Nisa. There's perhaps a communal chayvah, minug at least, of Persume Nisa and Chanukah, which is specifically fulfilled in the shul where we come together as a tzibor. One final idea is perhaps that this touches on an important theme of Chanukah. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro writes, and it's quoted in Svarim, that's why the menorah was made out of one piece, miksha achas, because on Chanukah there's supposed to be a gathering together of achdus, of a feeling of community. That's why the mitzvah of halaksa menorah was given primarily, the pasuk tells in Parshas Ba'aleis, it was given to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron was Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. So to the menorah is supposed to bring people together by achdus. And perhaps that underscores this chayvas hatzibor, this communal obligation of giving persume nisa, shev v'ayda HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't only do it as individuals, but it should bring people, families, communities together by achdus and giving shev v'ayda HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.